Former Texas House Speaker Ben Barnes introduced Secretary Kerry last night. Barnes says the former Democratic presidential candidate and longtime senator has a unique history with the war. Kerry enlisted during college and did two tours in Vietnam, winning a silver and bronze star and three Purple Hearts.
Upon his return from Vietnam, he became a national spokesman for the efforts of veterans to end the war, speaking hard truths about the war that many believed had gone badly off the track. His words echoed with valor, sincerity, and deep consideration.
Decades later, Kerry says there's still a lot of emotion surrounding this divisive time in the country's history, even for him.
When I testified against the war in Vietnam for the Senate, I spoke of the determination of veterans to undertake one last mission, so that in 30 years, when our brothers went down the street without a leg or an arm and people asked why, we'd be able to say Vietnam and not mean a bitter memory, but mean instead the place where America turned and where we helped it in the turning.
Kerry says since the war, which cost thousands of American lives and more than a million Southeast Asian lives, the two countries have turned a corner.
Because so many Vietnamese and Americans themselves refuse to let our past define our future, Vietnam, a former adversary, is now a partner with whom we have developed increasingly warm personal and national ties.
Kerry says the country has learned some lessons since the war. He pointed to the Iran nuclear deal as evidence. But he says he struggles with the strains on servicemen and women. Kerry says he has reservations about having a fully volunteer army during multiple wars.
One of the dangers of what we have today in this volunteer structure is I've met people who are on their fifth and sixth deployments.
Kerry says the country needs to do more to make sure veterans are getting adequate and timely health care, which remains an ongoing problem. He also discussed the various conflicts in the Middle East, and Kerry compared the wars fought in the 20th century, including the Vietnam War, to today's wars. He says it's like two different worlds. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.